The next patient is Alan Jordan. The last name is J-O-R-D-A-N. Alan is the first name, A-L-L-A-N. This is a clinical case, number one, clinical case of a 85-year-old white male that is following in the practice because of the presence of the CKD.
Just call the office and then you can make a payment over the phone.
CKD is stage 4. The patient has a serum creatinine of 3, a BUN of 41, and the estimated EFR remains to be 13.3. The CKD is related to nephrosclerosis associated to hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, as well as the aging process, period. The patient is following a plant-based diet, a fluid restriction, as well as a low sodium intake. Number two, the patient has a hypercalcemia. Like today, the laboratory workup that was done on the 21st of February shows a calcium of 10.5. The ionized calcium is with normal limit. The patient could be taking supplementation of vitamin D that is necessary. The ionized calcium is normal, as mentioned before. Following number, compensated metabolic acidosis. The patient has minimal proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 2+. We are going to repeat the quantitative form that is suggesting a larger amount of protein excreted, period. Following number, arterial hypertension. That is under control. Today's blood pressure is 153/57. Following number, the patient has a history of prostate cancer and a status post-prostatectomy. The patient was released from the urology follow-up. Following number, the patient has hereditary angioedema that is currently being treated with injections with that purpose every other week. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 15 minutes, and the documentation, 8 minutes.